It's Monday, April 29th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. U.S. Q1 GDP growth slows to 1.6%. Consumer spending shows resilience. CISA's latest AI guidelines, managing risks and harnessing opportunities in critical infrastructure. And Mozilla launches Use MSP for streamlined Apple device management, offering high commissions for MSPs. This is the Business of Tech.
In today's digital work environment, the browser is the most widely used operating system, yet remains a significant security blind spot. Atacama has introduced the browser security platform, purpose-built for MSPs. Built in collaboration with over 40 MSPs, this solution focuses on managing and protecting today's window of work, the browser. Atacama's browser extension empowers MSPs to set data policies, gain critical insights, and optimize the user experience. Atacama recently announced the limited-time 50 for 50 program, discounting the per-user price by 50% when you deploy the plugin to 50% or more of your client endpoints. Visit atacama.com/MSPradio to learn more and see the platform in action. That's atakama.com/MSPradio to learn more.
Mondays bring the market analysis. The first quarter GDP growth rate suggests a slowing economy, but there are positive indicators for the economic outlook. Quoting Axios, the first quarter's 1.6 annualized growth rate confirms that the economy is not re-accelerating to start 2024. Indicators of the underlying trend in U.S. economic activity were steady in the new report, despite the downshift in overall GDP growth. Final domestic private sector sales came in at a 3.1% annualized rate in the January to March period, slowing only slightly from 3.3% in the previous period. That's a result of solid consumer spending, which increased at a 2.5% annualized rate last quarter, down from 3.3% in the fourth quarter of 2023. End quote. Despite high borrowing costs and lingering inflation, American consumer spending remains resilient. Personal consumption expenditures rose by 0.8% in March, marking the most substantial increase in over a year. However, the surge in spending outpaced the growth in disposable personal income, leading to a decrease in the personal saving rate to 3.2%, the lowest since 2022. A market forecast report published by Meticulous Research predicts that the global managed cloud services market will grow 14.2% annually, reaching $247.5 billion in revenue by 2023. The increase is driven by easier cloud adoption, increased demand from sectors like banking and healthcare, and the opportunity to integrate cloud and on-prem environments. However, security and compliance concerns remain a challenge. MSPs have an opportunity to provide managed platform engineering services as organizations increasingly rely on software and allocate resources to writing code. And the Russell 2000 and S&P 600 indices were up last week and are up year to date. Why do we care? How about we all take our win that the economy seems steady and solid so far? I want to have some pithy take, and I don't. And in this case, it seems like that's a good thing. Slow, boring, consistent numbers are not a bad thing. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has released safety and security guidelines for critical infrastructure, fulfilling obligations under the Biden administration's executive order on artificial intelligence. The guidelines address the opportunities and risks associated with AI in critical infrastructure, instructing operators and owners to govern, measure, and manage their use of the technology. They also emphasize the need to understand AI vendor dependencies, inventory AI use cases, and create procedures for reporting AI security risks. The guidelines aim to mitigate AI-related dangers to critical infrastructure, promote AI's transformative solutions while addressing vulnerabilities and potential attacks. CISA has reported that its Ransomware Vulnerability Warning Pilot Program, which proactively notifies organizations about potential ransomware vulnerabilities, has resulted in over 800 vulnerabilities being resolved. The program, mandated under cyber incident reporting legislation, has made 1,754 notifications to organizations, with 852 taking action to patch, implement compensating controls, or take devices offline. The program has been particularly effective in reducing risk and exposure for government facilities, healthcare organizations, and entities in the energy, financial services, and transportation sectors. CISA plans to launch an automated vulnerability warning program by the end of the year. The program aims to alert organizations running software with vulnerabilities exploited by ransomware gangs and urge them to patch the vulnerabilities before being infiltrated. The pilot phase has already issued 2,049 warnings and expanded to include known exploited vulnerabilities and common misconfigurations linked to ransomware attacks. Why do we care? CISA is an increasingly important organization for MSPs, particularly with all the resources available. The focus on governance, risk management, and automated systems establishes a framework that not only anticipates future cybersecurity landscapes, but also provides a blueprint for other nations and sectors to follow. Moving forward, the effectiveness of these measures will largely depend on continuous improvement and adaptation to threats and technology advancements and adoption. And that's why we care. Mozl has launched Mozl Fuse MSP, a solution designed for managed services providers that integrates five critical management and security applications. This product aims to simplify the deployment, management, and protection of Apple devices at work for MSPs. It offers MSP-level management for profiles and policies, customer-level management for critical policies and integrations, centralized billing with individualized reporting, and a disruptive commission structure, among other benefits for Apple-focused MSPs. Mozl is providing up to 100% commissions for the first year of new MSP customers. And they'll also refund the cost of the Apple Consultants Network's annual fee in the form of a credit toward license cost. Eureka Process, a Gazinta company, has launched the Growth Program designed to support MSPs at any growth stage. The program addresses hiring difficulties, mergers and acquisitions, and service delivery challenges with a personalized approach tailored to each MSP's specific needs. The program covers critical areas such as HR, company purchases, sales and marketing coaching, and finance and exit preparations. Why do we care? Mozl is a significant player. The company has raised $247 million in total funding, including a $196 million Series B round in 2022, led by Insight Partners. The company claims to over 45,000 organizations as customers and manages millions of Apple devices daily. Was founded in 2012 and claims a triple-digit revenue growth since 2020. They're also looking to make it easy to adopt. That's an aggressive strategy and a different incentive with that consultants network fee being covered. They're clearly looking to drive early adoption rates. Today's episode is supported by CoreView. Your customers need your Microsoft 365 expertise, and CoreView has the only M365 management platform designed for MSPs. Manage hundreds of tenants, automate manual tasks, and monitor compliance, all while intelligently comparing to the baseline. With a no-code control approach, CoreView revolutionizes your Microsoft 365 administration. This powerful platform enables automatic reporting and remediation, ensuring optimal performance and security. The best part? You achieve this high level of service without the need for a large workforce, allowing you to focus on growing your business through efficiency. Want to know more? Visit coreview.com/MSP and find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Supply Chain Day, something we didn't think as much about before. Now, Kaseya is having their event this week. Wasn't going to slow down production to wait for whatever announcement they're making. Can it live up to the hype? I'll get to it when I have time to review it. Have a question you want answered? We take listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@msbradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit msbradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
part of the MSP Radio Network.